This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Carrying her newborn child in arms, Maryam Ibrahim visited Pope Francis after being released from the Sudan. Her youngest child will soon get the care she was denied after injuries suffered during a tortuous delivery while mother was literally held in prison chains. Pope Francis thanked her for her courageous witness to perseverance in the faith. An Ethiopian Orthodox Christian, Ibrahim replied to threats of the death sentence, "I am a Christian and I will remain a Christian." Indiana abortionist Ulrich Klopfer is being stopped from doing abortions. The charge that closed his clinic was that he failed to obtain hospital admitting privileges required by a new state law. Klopfer also failed to report abortion on a 13-year-old mom for statutory rape suspicions. In a related story, an Arizona Planned Parenthood failed to report statutory rape there because reporting it to police, as mandated by law, was, quote, not worth the hassle. This is Life News Radio. You simply must know that writing, phoning, and emailing your elected representatives really does work. And don't forget the social networks. I am represented by legislators who do not share anything in common with my views. And yes, I have gotten disturbing dismissals of my letters. I write about abortion, and they respond as if I wrote about traffic lights. But do not give up. Contact your legislators today. Tell them that when it comes to the issues you care about, you expect more than the status quo. A pro-choice advocate has made a thought-provoking observation about sex selection abortion. In an essay entitled "The Disconnect Between Feminists and Abortion," Jason writes that more girls have been killed because of the fact that they are girls in the past 100 years than the combined deaths of all the wars of the 20th century. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.